Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and just like a little kid, I could not wait to get on this thing and show off me test driving my new sun hat. It arrived yesterday. I threw some P-Funk buttons on it I had that I got. I think I got these from either the Funketeers Ball or from the Soul Food Crab Funk Fest in Lothian. I'm not sure. Or I can't remember how long I had these things, to be honest with you. This would be true. They were just laying around. So I just threw them on the hat, trying to be dazzled a little bit, put something on it. But we all know it's all about sun protection or sun cooling or sun blocking. And so far it seems to be working. Yesterday I test drove it during my break, but it was like 5 o'clock. It was later than that. It was a seven. So the sun was kind of going down. But now we got full sun, at least when we're not walking under the trees on the pathway. And I forgot what I was saying. I love sleep. I was thinking, I love sleep, but that may not mean that I love sleeping. It may or may not mean. I was thinking there was a difference between me loving sleep and me loving sleeping. Like there's two different things, you know what I'm saying? Great, walk out into the sun, do a test. Well, for one thing, I can see in the frame that my face is shadowed. I definitely feel cooler on my face. Try to overdo it. I definitely feel cooler on my face as opposed to when I wear my baseball hat. The band of the hat and the material is made with a pliable material so that it'll move and it should be able to get wet and sweaty and dry quickly and then retain its shape. It's a stretchy type of material is the word I probably was looking for. So it's got a nice fit. And it's definitely blocking the sun. There's no doubt about that. So I think let's not call it a success yet. Let's wait till we get home after the walk and the hat is completely sweaty. We'll see how the hat handles that. When I throw it up there on my porch, on my patio, and let it dry in the sun, because when I get home, I got to take my sauna jacket and my shirt off before I go in the house. So I'm just dripping sweat everywhere. And even when I do take that off and I go in, still dripping sweat everywhere. On these walks with the sauna suit in the summer when it's hot, I could lose like 5 pounds in a walk. I call them anomaly ways. We all know that they're not a true way, but it's still nice to see that low number. This morning, people, before the walk, before this walk I'm doing, I got on the scale. Before I did this walk in my new sun hat, I was 201 something. There's a chance I might get back there and be down around 196, 195. For the upcoming Travel P-Funk weekend, and probably a little bit of challenges to eating correctly or eating, you know, staying on my regimented diet. Regimen is probably not even a word. It's probably beyond regimented when you eat the exact same thing every day. That's probably not regimented. That's probably maniacal. Did you hear that word by the buses going around? I said maniacal. So I'll be on the road and hopefully, yeah, I said I was going to stop and get some carrot sticks and some celery sticks for the road and water and try to sustain that way until I get to where I need to be. Then I think when I get to Paula, I'll eat at the casinos. I'll eat at the venues. That usually helps me a little bit. If I just eat at the venues and not end up going to a restaurant or getting some fast food. Hell, even stop by the grocery store picking up an 8-piece of chicken. Even though I could get roasted chicken, I might get me a roasted chicken, some celery sticks and carrot sticks. I might do it like that for the road. Or that would be for the road to Vegas, which is only 3 hours. This is nothing. But it's nice to munch. You know, it's nice to put something in your stomach so that you don't allow yourself to get overly hungry. That's the point. The point is not letting yourself get overly hungry. I guess it comes down to eating small meals. You know what they say. You know how they say that. And honestly, I have to admit, when I'm out here walking in this 90 degree weather, in a sauna suit and long pants, the temperature and the effect it has on my body is a concern. I'm definitely monitoring that. Because I can get out here and feel weird or feel nauseous. Or every time just about walking back, there's a period where I have to loosen my belt and let my stomach digest or something. And I don't eat in the morning. I haven't eaten since I had a smoothie last night. Because I think a smoothie, the way I make it is just ice, a banana, some like yogurt, frozen yogurt, and some juice. Probably some sugar added juice, but juice none the same. And I think that shouldn't be too much of a problem calorie wise. You see how I swung way out there? See, when they're riding up here, some people they're riding in the lane, right? They have a lane they're supposed to ride in. And I'm in the walking lane. My idea is that the lines are just guides. You can move over. Because they have like another lane on the other side of them. For some reason, they don't think it's necessary. Or maybe they're biking and it's better for them to stay on the straight path. I don't know. When I see them coming down and staying close to my lane, I move way over to give them the indication that I don't want them next to me. So the next time they're riding by somebody, they may or may not remember that there are people out here who don't want you riding that close to them. I'm doing my part. Are you doing yours? Where's your sun hat? People in California probably got sun hats. People in Ohio, probably not so much. But I'm thinking the people out here got functional sun hats. Not just for style, not just to, you know, match an outfit, not just to wear once a year or something, but something, a utility hat to wear. Oh, I'm going here. I got to take my hat. Sun ain't gonna kill me or be beating down on me all day, making me tired. Oh, I forgot where I was, but I'm out here. I'm doing it. It feels really hot today. I feel like I'm sweating hard. I feel like I'm pushing the limit. My sister always warns me about wearing these sauna suits. She said, you know, you done passed out before. Blah, 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 blah. Not wearing a sauna suit. You know, if you have any ailments in your history, the women in my family gonna remember them and bring them up and apply them to any situation that may support any arguments they're trying to make. But I was thinking too, the hat, the way it's made, it'll probably absorb all the sweat into the hat instead of dripping off. With a baseball cap, water used to just drip off of it. I'm thinking there's so much cloth here and absorbent, it'll absorb it all. Then, you know, eventually you're gonna have to wash it, but yeah. Because the hat, there's some times I've been walking in the hat with or without a sauna suit. I get in there in the Ralphs or something, and there's like sweat dripping off my hat, let alone running off my wrists and everywhere else. It was like I leaned over to look at something and a sweat drop would just drop off my hat. I'm like, what is that about? So sometimes I'm like, maybe I shouldn't go on the Ralphs after walking. I didn't. Did I do it the other day? I don't think I did. I think I was going to go and get something to eat. But I didn't because I went home and made stuff after I got home. So I didn't go in. I was just like super sweaty. Didn't want to go into it. Wouldn't want to go in there and see somebody else that's sweaty in there. Wouldn't want to sweat on the checkout or any other places people touch. You know, just out of, I mean, I have a degree of autonomy and apathy, but I'm not overt a bit. I ain't trying to hurt people. I do have a general understanding of what I do believe. I have a belief of what may or may not be quote unquote good or bad for other people. Hey, little bunny. A little one, too. So, you know, I ain't trying to be nasty around people. I was gonna say, I ain't trying to be the sexiest man on the planet, either. But you may say that my actions may seem different. I look at the cast, you know, I look at them and they dress, you know, and they have style and they have accessories, you know, and I like the look, and you know, sometimes I wish, oh, that's a cool look. You know, I wish I knew how to wear my hat to the side, or how to match up those clothes and those socks and those shoes, and you know, how just to have an outfit pop like that. But then again, I look and I think I don't want to be that person. It's almost like I'm anti-fashion. It's almost like I am. And another thing, everybody wearing Nikes. What is that about? Everybody wearing Nikes. All demographics. All ages, races, everybody. Nike. And them shoes is $300-$400. Some of them, the good ones. I mean, they look good. Don't get me wrong. They look good. And I love capitalism. I love how somebody created a demand for that, a market, a fad or whatever. Just like with Converses. You got middle-aged white women wearing Chuck Taylors. That, I was, whoever thought of that needs to get an award. My God. Talking about opening up a whole new market. And the revenue from that has got to be crazy. Everybody wearing Chuck Taylors, Nikes. You go to a party or something, everybody wearing Nike. That ain't gonna be me. Can't be me. I don't even say it can't be, but no. I'm gonna get DC shoes or something. I'm gonna get something obscure. I'm not gonna be that. Like I said, the only thing I wear, yesterday I said Pittsburgh and P-Funk. I forgot to say LA Maggots. But I could have been slick about it. Say that the LA Maggots come under P-Funk. I'm not a brand name person. So that's probably why I like this hat. There's no branding on it until I put the P-Funk stuff on it. And that's not branding. That's bedazzling. There's a difference. But so far, the hat is doing well. I feel something dripping down the back of my neck. I'll probably reach back there and feel what that is. After I stop shooting. But I can definitely feel sweat dripping down the back of my neck. It might be from the back of my hat. Sweat running off the back of my hat. And in that case, I'll make an adjustment or do whatever I can do. Remember, this is an intense sweat. Probably won't be this intense at the concert. Plus, I'll be in the VIP tent. Hopefully, it's air-cooled. You know, come on. It's all about the preparation. It's all about the escalated. The escalated, what's the word? Inflated, sensationalized anticipation. Hyping up the anticipation of it. Sure, the music, P-Funk, we're going to see P-Funk play. But everything leading up to them playing that first note is part of the trip. And that goes from doing laundry and packing, getting the days off, hotels, that whole logistical planning thing that I love so much. That's part of it, getting ready. I love anticipation. Hell, I might like anticipation more than I like the actual climax. Let's be real. I'm cerebral. I'm cerebral, people.
All right, this is me today. That was me yesterday. Yesterday, you see me walking around in my new sun hat that I am going to wear to the P-Funk shows today and tomorrow in Vegas, where it's expected to be hot as hell. So that was me walking in my sauna suit in my newly acquired sun hat. The reason I'm sitting here making this now is because when I was walking yesterday, I experienced severe, maybe dehydration or exhaustion. I'm not sure what it was. I could have been having heat stroke, for crying out loud. It could have been heat stroke, but for one of the first times walking, I had to stop. I actually had to stop and catch my breath. It was hard for me to catch my breath. I didn't feel like I was going to pass out, because I passed out before. forget you. I passed out before. I know what passing out feels like. It wasn't that. So I just kept walking, and I made it through, and I got home, and I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel like I was going to die or nothing, but I didn't feel 100%. I didn't feel on. So what I did was I told my job that, you know, I got to lay down for a couple hours. And I've done that maybe once in 8 years I've been working there. But I had to lay down and regroup myself. I got in the shower. I had to cool my body down. I had sweated profusely. My body weight was started at 201. When I got home and got undressed, got on the scale, I was down to like 196, 195. I had dropped like maybe 5 pounds, you know. So I definitely put my body through something. I was definitely going through something. I ate and still I wasn't there. And I laid down for a little while. I got myself back together. Came back, started working. Still wasn't 100%. Woke up this morning, and yesterday I ate a little bit more than what I usually eat because I have been starving myself. I have been abusing myself, probably on the health kick, just to see if I can, you know, get the lowest weight, get the lowest number. And even though I know these numbers aren't real, I still want them. So that's why that. And then I didn't even do an outro yesterday because I was just so. You know, I was sweaty, I was tired, I wasn't feeling well. So I didn't do outro. I said, I'm going to get home and do an outro and finish it up. But I got home, and I went out. So that was yesterday. And as you can see, I'm ready for the show tonight. Got my LA MAGA shirt on, got my hair cut, got everything ready. You know, and so today I'm out walking, and I didn't walk all the way. You know, I still got maybe 80, 90% of the steps in. But I didn't walk my full route. I wanted to take it easy. I didn't wear my sauna jacket, and I wore shorts. So I tried to stay cooler, and there were some times when I actually walked in the shade because I usually like to stay in the sun and just put myself through it. But I'm feeling better now after getting back into work, having something to eat. I ate a little extra yesterday just to, you know, to make myself feel better. And it worked. And woke up a little bit queasy this morning, but I feel okay now. And I did a video this morning, so we'll post that. Anyway, my name is Jerry. That's all I wanted to say. I'm back now. My sun hat is over there. I'm packed, sort of. You know, I'm packing more to go for 2 days than I did to go to Europe for 2 weeks. Only because I'm lazy. I just don't feel like figuring it out. I just throw some stuff in the bag and go instead of just trying to do it the right way. Or something like that. But, yeah. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. You know what? I hate to say it, but I'm almost getting tired of saying this. And now that I perfected it and got it to where I want it, I'm like, oh, God, I got to say it again. Maybe I should just can an outro. Maybe I should just can the outro. Swinging on y'all two times. One for me and one for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom of this or in any universe that has, is, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all, a theory of universe, an hypothesis of all as one. I'm out.